Back in the 1980s and 90s, the city of Mostar in Bosnia-Herzegovina was a scene of civil war between the Catholic Croats on the west side of town and the Muslim Bosniaks on the east side. The two groups coexist today, but as you can imagine, it's hard to find symbols that unite them. Which brings us to Veselin Gatalo, the president of Urban Movement Mostar, a group that has received permission from the municipal government to erect a statue. And Mr. Gatalo, I'd like you to tell our audience who is depicted in the statue that seems to have won approval across communal lines in Mostar.
It's a statue to Bruce Lee.
We're talking about Bruce Lee, the kung fu actor.
That's hero from our childhood. That's pretty clear. Even your childhood. It will be in bronze, and it's not monument to one actor. Not monument to China. That's monument to idea of universal justice. One idea telling that justice, knowledge, honesty, good intention can fight against corruption, evil, ignorance. And that's the reason we make that monument.
And in the statue of Bruce Lee, what is he doing? What do we see the great kung fu actor doing?
Look, he'll be in defending position. If you know judo, it will be some kind of oidachi with hands defending position. Turn to the north.
Turn to the north.
Be very careful with that things, you know. Doesn't must be turned to the east, west, Croats or to the Bosniaks.
Are you saying that if the statue faced west, then the Croats might take offense that he's defending against them, and if it faced east, the Bosniaks
that's what I meant.
If he faces north, then he's in a sort of a neutral position with respect to the people of Mostar. After all of those years of war in Herzegovina and in Bosnia and before that in Croatia, I mean, I'm surprised that one would imagine a statue to Gandhi, to someone who didn't fight at all. It would seem, you know, a little bit more pacifistic than, granted, because Bruce Lee is defensive in your pose, but he was a martial artist, yes?
Our hero is not aggressive. You know, he was a highly educated man. He didn't take any narcotics or something like that. And that idea of universal justice, fight for justice, is very important to Mostar.
Hmm.
Mostar is full of, and just like Sarajevo and all Bosnia-Herzegovina, of corruption, money laundering, of breaking of human rights. Here in this country, racism is maybe stronger than nationalism. And we have to show that we have many sub-entities, that we are not Muslims, Croats, and Bosniaks. We are smokers, no smokers. I don't know, we are bully people, tall people, short people. And we have many other sub-entities. And one of that sub-entities is Bruce Lee. He is a hero from childhood of every one of us. Nobody will ask what kind of activities his people made during Second World War, First World War, in Turkish time. He's not Orthodox, he's not Muslim, he's not Catholic, he's not Jewish. It makes him an ideal hero to us, the urban movement. We have to show that we are positive.
Mr. Gatalo, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That's Veselin Gatalo, who's the president of an NGO called Urban Movement Mostar, which has won approval from the government of that city in Herzegovina, in Bosnia-Herzegovina, to place a statue to the late Bruce Lee, star of so many kung fu movies.